Bill Bristow, thank you for talking with us.
Sure, happy to do this.
The Aurora Borealis, or Northern Lights, put on quite a show Sunday night into Monday morning. For us non-scientists, what's behind the green and the purple and the pink lights that fill the sky?
I could go into a lot of detail about the specifics of the colors, but in general, it is there was an eruption on the sun that sent charged particles streaming towards the Earth, and that interacts with the Earth's magnetic field and sends them streaming into the upper atmosphere.
Are there different particles create different colors? How does that work?
So it's not the colors of or the particles that are coming in; it's the atmospheric gases. So oxygen makes one color light, nitrogen makes a different color light, and it's just the colors you see depend on these where in altitude the particles reach.
And these geomagnetic storms are rated by how strong they are. Is that right? What have we been seeing this year?
So far, not a lot, but the storm in the last couple of days was quite strong. It reached what the Weather Service, Space Weather Prediction Center, classified as a strong storm. A index that they use reached 9, which is pretty high, out of 9 out of 10.
Okay, is that unusual, especially here in Pennsylvania?
Well, the storm is global. To see the Northern Lights here is unusual. The average location of the aurora is just north of Fairbanks, Alaska. On any given night, if you're just north of Fairbanks, you will see them. Whereas here, it's a couple of times a year, though we are going into the peak of the solar cycle, which means over the next couple of years, it's more likely that big storms will happen.
Okay, so in some places they're actually fairly common.
Yeah, I used to live in Fairbanks and would see them many, many nights in a year if I was outside.
Tell us about that. What was it like when you saw them? Are there any ones that stand out?
I studied them for years from Alaska, and there are many nights that were just, it's a spectacular show where you have the lights dancing all over the sky with the various colors.
I wonder too if what makes them so fascinating is that the colors in there, for example, green, that's not something like, you look up at the sky and you might see pink or purple or orange or red, but to see that kind of green shade is so unusual from our perspective.
Sure, and that's because of the emission. It is if you had something on in the troposphere that excited the molecules, they would not emit the light. They would run into another molecule and get unexcited. But when they're up in the upper atmosphere, collisions become very rare, so they get sent into an excited state, and then they have time to decay down to their ground state and generate the light.
I understand that you did not catch the Sunday night show. I didn't either, but I talked with a Penn State student, Dennis Krulov, and he's a meteorology student, and he did. And let's hear what he had to say about it.
So it was a pretty cool experience. I didn't think I would be seeing the Northern Lights in PA at the end of the weekend, but just going out to see them that night it was pretty cool. It wasn't as amazing as it was in the photos, but you could still pick it out with your eyes, especially later in the night when your eyes got a little more adjusted. You can pick out some of the green colors in the distance and some of the pillars that would pop up once in a while. Especially with us going into, I think, an active solar cycle now, I think we'll definitely be seeing a lot more aurora borealis across the US and even down here in PA with like stronger solar storms.
He's saying that we're going into this stronger cycle of storms. Is that true? Can we maybe expect to see more of this?
Yeah, it is true. For the last few years, we've been at what we call solar minimum. The sun has an 11-year cycle of sunspots on its surface. And at minimum, you have a minimum number of sunspots at maximum, a maximum. And the cycle is 11 years. So in the next few years, we'll be seeing more sunspots.
How do scientists like you know where we might be able to see them? I'm thinking also the cloudy weather a factor.
Absolutely, cloudy weather is a factor. You're only going to see the lights on clear nights, and you will only see them at night, of course. But you can get predictions of where to see them from some websites online. Probably the best place to go is to the Weather Service Space Weather Prediction Center, and they have displays of the phenomena that are causing the lights and predictions of where the lights will occur.
So Bill, are there any good places that people can go to get more information if they missed it this time or they want to make sure they catch it next time?
Yeah, absolutely. There are websites that give warnings that there will be occurrences. And there's a citizen science site called Aurorasaurus that is a place where people can report what they have seen and even upload photographs of what they've seen. It's a NASA, National Science Foundation sponsored program to help map the extent of the aurora using the citizen input.
Bill Bristow, thank you so much for talking with us.
You're welcome, Anne. Thank you.